I'm excited to share these live episodes with you from the 2024 NADA show in Las Vegas. I'm on the LotLink stage interviewing our industry leaders out there who have been so gracious to share the stage with me. We're doing live recordings. They're sharing strategies to help our industry and our businesses level up. I hope you enjoy each and every one of these episodes. Listen and learn. Hey, it's Jen Suzuki, and I'm in the industry. I meet some of the greatest leaders out there, dealer execs, dealers, GMs, and I'm bringing them in the studio to talk to me about what's making their business pop, what's accelerating their growth. I'm sharing my own personal strategies for your sales team, so I'm ready to get after it. Are you? Hey, welcome back, listeners, to Dealer Talk with Jen Suzuki. I'm doing a live podcast episode. This is really new for me. I literally have been speaking for years, but I've never done a live podcast. And I was sitting here listening to Alex speak today, and I just pulled him aside and I said, you know, a lot of AI talk out there, a lot of people are listening to what is AI, and we've got AI in our product. And I'm always trying to figure out, like, okay, I got AI on my phone too, you know, like, doesn't everybody? And then, you know, I synced up with LotLink years ago because I felt like I always want to be aligned with people that, you know, they do good work, their product produces results. I like to see technology and innovative thinkers. And I always say, like, LotLink is the OG of machine learning. And then in when it comes to digital marketing. And then I talk to my dealers about it. I say, do you even know what that is? And every single time they're like, I have no idea, Jen. I just think we need it. So when I heard Alex talking today, I said, I'm going to have him translate what machine learning is and how it improves dealers' lives. Alex, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm so excited to hear this because, you know, I see a lot of companies, I see a lot of products, I hear a lot of tech talk, I hear a lot of, we have AI, but tell me what the difference is, what machine learning really is, and help me translate it to, like, normal people talk. I always say this in dealerships with service advisors. I'm like, no tech talk. Nobody understands that. Translate it to normal people talk.
I will do my best. So I think one of the key differentiating factors of artificial intelligence and machine learning versus what we would call, like, statistical or data analysis is the ability to predict. And so a lot of people hear AI and they think, yeah, we've got big data. We've got all this boatloads of data. We analyze it and we can tell you these outcomes of it.
Okay.
But the difference with the way that we approach machine learning and AI is it's all about predicting future behavior and all about predicting future outcomes. And so as we bring it back to the automotive world, for years and years, we started doing AI in about 2016, 2017. And prior to that, a lot of our analysis was looking back,
okay,
looking at the past and trying to say, this is what we believe might happen, but it's based on human intelligence. It's based on statistical analysis.
Market changes,
exactly.
Seasonal changes.
Yes, exactly. The benefit with AI is AI will actually, if you can feed it the right data and you can ask it the right questions, it can answer these questions based on a future predicted outcome. So for instance, if you're looking at a vehicle and you say, I typically sell these vehicles really, really great in January.
Yes.
Which, you know, January is always a tough month. You're just looking back at the past and you're not thinking about, well, what will be different for this January?
Yeah.
So what our AI does ultimately is we look at all the factors around demand, around market trends, around the economy, around weather, around other statistics and economic events that are happening. And the AI is able to say, okay, we understand the past. Given what we know of the past, how can we use that information to predict what's going to happen in the future? And so our whole concept of AI is to recommend what we believe the dealer should be doing at the inventory level to make sure that they are ready for what's going to happen in the future. And the most important thing about AI is it learns from its outcomes. So instead of having a human to have to go and recrunch the data and redo the analysis, the AI, once you ask it the questions and you feed it the data, it knows the outcomes and it learns from.
So what are the things that you would say are data points that dealers would really be most interested in seeing? You know, as they think about their inventory, you know, even buying inventory. I bring a car into inventory right now and I'm thinking, oh, this one has a red flag. You know, I should be watching this one a little bit closer because of the history, knowing that this could be a problem car. I don't want to, like, get stuck in it, but I also don't want to start marking it down like a whole lot. I'm just thinking, you know, so what dealers, what data point should dealers be thinking? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, so I'll jump into the data points in a sec, but I think the most important aspect of it is you have to be thinking about it proactively versus reactively.
Okay.
So generally, when you talk about a car with a red flag, the dealer sees the red flag once the red flag is already there.
Yeah.
The difference with AI is it can see a vehicle on day 1, 2, 3, 4 on the lot and say, hey, we think this might be a red flag by day 40. Therefore, employ these tactics, employ these recommendations to avoid that vehicle aging out, to avoid price markdowns, to avoid, you know, margin risk against that vehicle. So I think that that's really the critical piece, is the ability to predict the future before it happens and leverage data that we know to say, typically in your market, as your dealership, you typically sell these vehicles slower. However, we see demand is increasing. Therefore, if you can act on it now, you avoid that challenge situation. So it's basically flagging the red flag before it's even red. Now, in terms of the data points, market data, super, super important. We know everything about every single vehicle in the market. We crawl about 5.2 million VINs every single day for all of their specific factors around price, around days to sale, around how quickly the dealer's selling them. And we can leverage that information for AI. On top of that, being able to see engagement data, being able to understand what's happening once a dealer drives a shopper to their website, and going back years and years and years to understand what type of engagement factors are actually going to contribute most to the success of selling this vehicle. So for us, the two biggest things is you have to get vehicle level data. You have to understand everything about every car every day, not just once. And then secondly, you have to understand the market. You have to know what's happening economically. You have to know what's happening in terms of pricing, in terms of financing, all of these components.
Okay, I'm a dealer. Like, what does that mean to me? I mean, as far as like me seeing that your system is doing this for me, but like, what am I looking at?
So imagine you're a dealer here. I know you told me to simplify and I haven't yet, but I will now. Imagine as a dealer, every single day, you send someone in your dealership to go look at every single competing vehicle on every single dealer lot.
Yeah.
So if you're in a city, there's 5 other Toyota dealers.
Yeah.
You're gonna send someone to go and scan the VDP of every single dealer website. You're gonna monitor for price changes. You're gonna be looking at the stock market and seeing how that's being reflected. You're gonna try and find out how much demand there is on these vehicles. Is it increasing or decreasing? Which the only way to do that is to be integrated everywhere. And imagine the amount of human consumption it would take to do that.
Yes, this is impossible.
It would be a full-time job for a team of 20 people just to do that, just to gain that data and insights. AI allows you to do that through a computer. The computer can crunch millions of data points in a second, and it can make outputs and make predictions that it can change in real time, day to day. So really the way that I line it up is human intelligence or human effort versus artificial intelligence and computer effort. And that's really the direction that the entire industry is going, is the more time we can allow dealers to have their people selling cars, talking to customers, and letting the AI do the work for them around market conditions, around recommendations, around pricing, that's where they're really going to see the biggest success.
By now, you've probably heard the team at LotLink say that over 70% of your inventory is not receiving marketing exposure. Whether you believe them or not, have you taken a look at your analytics to be sure? The LotLink's VinView Optimizer is a free analytics tool that can give you a pricing, demand, and engagement analysis for every VIN on your lot. It's the most efficient way to ensure your inventory is getting the right attention for the right price. The best part is that the data is pulled straight from your own Google Analytics and store feed. There's no bias from any channel or marketing platform, including LotLink's. So if you're interested in a transparent look at your inventory analytics, head to lotlinks.com/VVO to get started with the free tool. And check out the LotLinks website in the show notes. Okay. So help me translate this to, I am using your software. What am I looking at? What do I need to be looking at every day? You're obviously doing all the heavy lifting now. What do I need to be like saying, oh, I need to be running this report, or I need to be looking at these results, or what am I looking at on a daily?
Yeah, so on a day-to-day basis, the dealers that embed most of our tool, funny enough, we flag things red that the AI detects as like media risk, for example. We can detect when we see a vehicle on that dealer's lot that they should be advertising, because if they don't advertise it, it's likely to age out. And historically, we see that. So we put red flags all over our interface to say, this is something you should look at, whether it's your pricing. If you're priced way over market and you have a vehicle that has really high mileage, we're going to flag that and say, our AI suggests you should either decrease your price.
So it's going to say that to me. I'm going to click on the car and it's going to be like, I'm going to click on the red flag and it's going to be like,
down, Jen.
Exactly. And even further, we have a large language model that is embedded into our data directly. It's not sitting on top of ChatGPT. We're not, you know, it's not a website chatbot that, you know, as some people saw over the last year, can get pretty dicey on a dealer website.
So annoying.
This is actually embedded into our data. So you can communicate through our tool directly with our chatbot. You can ask it questions. Which vehicles are highest demand? You can ask it questions like, which vehicles are most likely to age out? And the AI will think about the answer and it will respond either for that vehicle or for a set of vehicles. So one, we can do it automatically for you. But like most people, you like to feel it. You like to believe it. You like to engage with it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of our most hands-on dealers are actually in our tool on a daily basis, interacting with our large language model, Lexica, to figure out what action should I take next. And so the one thing that we always experience as lot links is every dealer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You just ask it the question and boop, spits it out.
And it spits out the answer.
I like that.
And we always fought with,
I hate
you guys
have AI.
I hate
running reports trying to analyze everything.
And we,
I just want to ask it a question.
Yeah, ask it a question because, well, we always were, you know, dealers were like, we get you have AI and we know that it's working in the background, but how do we know it's working?
Yeah.
And so what we decided was, why don't we build a tool that you can see under the hood? So now you're understanding how it's working. You're understanding what it's thinking about and all the results that it's outputting instead of you just trusting us that, hey, we're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Now we're going to show you we're doing the right thing.
Okay. All right. Look, I know Alex has a meeting coming up right now. I just wanted to snag him, get him on stage and just share a few things with me because I am genuinely curious how to make this more human, you know, in a conversation so that people like my dealers, my clients could listen to and be like, okay, Jen, I get it. Cause you know, you're really good at explaining this stuff.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise. I know you've been with LotLinks for a long time in many different roles, but I felt like I heard you up here today and I was like, oh yeah, okay. He's going to break it down. Maybe I could understand it for once.
I will do my best. And this was actually difficult for me because it's hard to break this down simply, especially when you're as close to it as I am. But I think it's something that everybody should educate themselves on. And we certainly are going to strive this year to simplify AI and simplify the understanding of what we can do.
Yes, yes. That's wonderful. Okay, I'll try to help too.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
If you like these episodes and my sales game techniques, you should snatch up our latest dealer education program I'm hosting. It's called Jen's Remote Classes, and it's a one-hour, once-a-week class with me alongside other dealerships all pursuing the same end game to achieve top 10% status in your dealership. For more info, hit me up. All my contact info is in the show notes. I want to hear from you. And follow Dealer Talk with Jen Suzuki right now to get notified when episodes like this one drop. This is Jen on the podcast Dealer Talk with Jen Suzuki. See ya!